There have been, I guess, 22 PFS deals in the U.S. to date. The first one probably launched back in 2012 or 2013. And, you know, up and through one that we launched back in the summer, I think two or three of them just launched last month. So, it continues to be an area that grows. As you can see, a fair number in the area of criminal justice, early childhood outcomes and education, homelessness and family stability. We're actually working here in Austin on a PFS social impact bond project focused on the chronically homeless, healthcare or health, environment and sustainability, and as I mentioned before, workforce development. Our own projects, social finance projects, we're really working from coast to coast on both social impact bonds, something separately that I can talk about that we call outcomes rate cards, as well as feasibility studies with state and local government all across the country. In the global market, there are, I guess, nearly 110 projects that have been launched to date, again, in a variety of issue areas. And the growth has been pretty remarkable since 2010. So I'm going to walk you through an example because I think it helps to sort of bring this down to reality. The Massachusetts Pathways to Economic Advancement Pay for Success project was launched back in 2017, March of 2017. And we are working with Jewish Vocational Service, or JVS, which is a service provider that's been in Boston for over 75 years that provides both English language training as well as occupational skills training for recent refugees and immigrants. And set up originally to help Jewish immigrants coming from Eastern Europe, and now obviously provide services to a wide variety of folks coming from all over the world. And they've been around for a while, and Jerry Rubin, who's the CEO of JVS, was looking for that long-term, stable expansion capital that I mentioned to you before. So we put together this Pay for Success project where we raised $12.4 million that allowed him to hire people and to expand into new areas in the Greater Boston catchment area to serve up to 2,000 people, which I think was 10 times the number of people he'd been serving before. So truly expansion capital. And he also, as part of that, was able to build out internally a data team to actually, you know, look at information coming in and create that internal capacity. So again, really excited. Our other partner in this is the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and Massachusetts has actually been somewhat of a leader in the pay for success world, and they now have four projects that have officially launched, which I think is the most of any state or county government. And it was really interesting in this project because what they were focused on wasn't so much social service savings down the road as much as it was better economic outcomes for the people going through the project. So the outcomes that we're measuring are an increase in wages. So we're looking at using administrative data, which was another big win. We're looking at how much money did people make before they went to JVS, a year before they reached out to JVS, compared to how much money are they making a year after they leave JVS. So is there an increase in wages between those two time periods for the folks who are going through the program? So it's pretty exciting, actually. And the project, we call this our plumbing chart, and you finally get to see social finance up on the screen, which I'm very excited about. So we sit in the middle. We're the intermediary. We raised, like I said, $12.4 million from over 40 impact investors. You see some of them listed there. Bank of America Merrill Lynch was our placement agent. They put this on their high net worth wealth management platform, offering it to their clients. Other parties that we worked with are Prudential. They were a major investor with us. CJP, Combined Jewish Philanthropies, which is a DAF provider and a very important foundation in the Greater Boston area. We raised the $12.4 million from them that goes to JVS. We draw down money over time, and we sort of every 6 months or so we draw down money from the investors and give it to JVS against a predetermined budget. And then they have flexibility to go out and actually hire the people and deliver services in the Greater Boston area, to 2,000 folks. The outcomes are being measured by an independent evaluator, mobility, based on administrative data. JVS, I'm not going to get into too much detail, but they're providing programs across four different program tracks. One of them, we're actually doing a randomized control trial, an RCT, so looking at the experience of people going through that trial compared to that program compared to a control group. And then to the extent that we hit our outcomes of increased wages, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts will make up to $15 million in payments back that go back up to the investors. So that's how we put that project together. Other ones that we've put together, as I said, include, projects focused on the chronically homeless, on recidivism. We launched one about 6 months ago. It's a veterans workforce development project, so working with veterans who have PTSD, service-connected PTSD, it's a workforce-first program, so getting folks into the workforce, providing them the wraparound services they need to succeed, and again, measuring their job stability.